wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Indeed, everybody. We have to change it now, just you and me. Hello, listeners and new listeners, or Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. This is February 26, 2012. This is a live show. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwhei@sbcglobal.net. Yes, listeners, I take my hat off to you. We've got some very wise and sharp listeners on Parker Pathways. And I wanted to just mention that there was a solar eclipse this past week. You could not see it from an Earth angle. this was a formational solar eclipse, which is called, within the framework of physics, the second sun. This is what's been written about in the Mayan hieroglyphs 3,100 years before Christ. The next solar eclipse will be May 20th. This, of course, was picked up by the Advanced Hubble Telescope. Now, today, Venus, Jupiter, and Earth, in position with Earth's moon, will converge in 1 hour and 10 minutes from whence we speak right now on Parker Pathways. So we have Venus and Jupiter are already lining up in the western sky, and a few days ago, Venus and Jupiter were 20 degrees apart from a viewing perspective. So you have a 10, this will narrow to 10 degrees by the end of this month, which is just a few days. And then they'll have a crescent moon will show up in 4 hours, and you'll have what is called a triple combination. And this celestial show actually is visible from around the world at twilight. And but the moon will appear closer to Venus on and closer to Jupiter within an hour and a half. This is taken as a sign that China's new history begins, to get ready for the war in cosmic space. They've planned on it for 150 years, and in 2 hours, China changes for the war in space.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net. Or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
This is Border Pathways. Theme of a lot of the world leaders, as it puts forth, and the change of information coming out of Afghanistan, and the trial of Americans in Egypt, is something that I'll touch on today. But the main one of the main things of playing down or changing out information as it puts forth. I've been talking for some time, about 5 years worth, on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org, concerning the problems of and naming seven of the major chemicals in the drinking water, which contribute to infertility. And there are now, as we stand, approximately 3,207 chemicals. These are trihalomethanes and processes of chloramine and ammonia that have been added to the water. Remember, if you remember, the Republic Broadcast Network homepage is chloramine causes health damage, which you can click on and read. And at that time, of course, at that time, it's circulated the world. It's been translated in four foreign languages, and I was calling at that time, and I still call for it, that water, as we know it, should have a black label. And also there should be a process of not just this touchy-feely, let's test for something and see if we can work, my whole thesis has been that we should have alternate technology, a very sophisticated force at the headwaters, and so as to change the process of the cleansing procedures. But more than cleansing, we now have talked about and given you piece by piece the process of at each show, almost molecule by molecule, because if you knew the truth beyond the truth, which I'll be writing about, because this show is copyrighted, so I make sure that I only give things in code to the listeners, and then they can decipher through the link systems that I create on each show, because I don't want people copying me as they're doing, writing their books, listening to the show, writing their books, and misquoting me, you know, like on Coast to Coast and places of things that think they know something about it. But the government's position in the past few days in terms of the attacks from the United Nations is that infertility is not caused from the water, or is not a causation process. It's men who wear briefs and boxer shorts, and the big discussion is this week, in spite of the fact we have six major wars pending, China is getting ready for what they call the 100-year preparation for war in space with other cosmic entities. We have a 7% change of the elites in the terms of their medical care. People going underground, radiation being mined by super fracking systems, change of chemical compositions of aquifers as a result of fracking. Over 30% of animals on farms and humans on this planet are becoming sterile. And the best that the United Nations can come up with in an attack on me, bring it on. It's about boxers, shorts, and briefs causing infertility because of the change of temperature of the testes of males, which can happen, change of testes. You can have expanded veins on your testicles to change the temperature. You can have all of these kinds of medical apparitions of discussion about the temperature change. The infertility test is being promoted at drugstores as government and United Nations stamped, saying that if a male has a vessel as a 20-minute sperm, may be a questionable situation about the being infertility. So I can remember a long time ago, as part of Uncle Sam's secret projects that I was on, the process where we contributed our sperm to be placed in very special tests for NASA space. And our sperm counts had to be quite exceptional to be able to do that, because they wanted to be sure that the sperm head and the protein of the tail was actually, and the chromatin was actually of good quality. Motility was important. Not to give you too much information, but I never wear shorts. I don't wear briefs. I don't have anything based on, because I've always known from medical work in the process the temperature of the testicle was very important for fertile sperm. So the process of this, of course, and of course the United Nations is saying that if the male wears boxers, there's too much ventilation. So therefore, that'll change the temperature and cause infertility. Ignoring the five major carcinogenic, you know, engines, it's called. What about hepatitis? Hepatitis B virus, which is a known liver carcinogen? What happens to the blood supply in terms of being tested, of which to eliminate hepatitis B? Well, the whole point was, in terms of the liver carcinogen, was to protect the formation of the Krebs cycle, which is very important for the other processes of enzyme systems and coenzyme systems for the production of proteins for sperm. Now, this is the top thrust, if you will, not to make a pun, of the process of recreation of the human condition. Tagged on is the idea of making human organs more available by restarting a dead person's heart so that the organ can be donated for transplant. This is part of the New World Order's concept of the British Medical Association, which tied in with the American Medical Association of the United Nations on infertility issues in the process of the transplant issue of having more organs by restarting a dead person's heart. That's this week. So if you have the heart of, if you restart the heart of someone who's just died of heart failure, presents a problem to also, you know, the public and the idea that there may be some question about donation of organs. Of course, the Chinese are in the organ selling business, killing their prisoners for organ harvest. Organs on this planet now are one of the biggest black markets concept of anything that's moved. That includes drugs, that includes the process of surgical transplants, that includes the process of dirty bomb material, which is a huge threat to Uncle Sam and the people on this planet. And the best that can, and to ignore, and the best the thing anyone can say is a process that infertility is caused by men wearing shorts and briefs and making that as the formation of the Declaration. I'm absolutely amazed that the Congress, whom I think should be brought up on we should be thinking in terms, we have to have another way to prosecute or impeach Congress people and even the potential of presidency in this country to change what's called this bogus democratic process, which is we got it with the greatest country in the world, the best constitution that ever forthwith, and will any culture that you study is 200 years in its length, and most of the time before the culture falls. And you have people in this country who feel that the process of having animal courts, which is part of the Dr. John Holder and Science and Technologies are to Obama, have preventing on the process of the gestation pens that they call them for sheep and pigs, slaughter for meat, and the potential of sending farmers to jail for raising sheep and pigs. And at the same time, the arresting of people who sell raw milk. And the next step, of course, is the Congress's position on the on what's called the chicken bill, which Congress has done, where it's preventing the concept of people raising chickens for their own eggs because of, they want to have control of the egg market for the vaccines and the process of it. That's this week. We're going to come back at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and we're going to go even on another higher bar.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end the slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393. Or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit freetoprosper.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net, GetSeeds.net, or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, and added to the list of the congressional activity for the week. Of course, this has been working on for a long time. That, and I've talked about this on Eminent Domain in the process of the controlled water in this country by the United Nations. And of course, it the government is now has the authority. By eminent domain to take a wetland from a person in this country. It takes a little bit of doing, a little bit of maneuvering. Basically, I think it's arrest without warrant. I think that this was all the idea of discussing the United States in terms of the fact to say, well, don't attack Obama personally. People like him. It's his policies. Unquote. This is what you hear from the senators and the rest of us. That you got to take care of that. You got to watch that commander. You can't talk about him personally. You know, if you're getting shot at, and you're out there in the world in Afghanistan. I've interviewed the guy that had the 2-mile shot on Bin Laden when he was moving through Afghanistan. 15-minute window. Gets the order from the president, not this president, but previous president. So they think, you know, leave him alone. And they think, and of course, that's the second time that it happened. No, I don't have anything personal against the president of the United States, except I don't think he should be president. That's as simple as that. Any guy that goes to Florida and tries to get funds for his reelection, it's a free country, he can do that. But he doesn't think it's fair that he has to go on a plane, make the thing, and can't see the Knicks so he can see Lynn. the very nice American Chinese basketball player. So he's at 51-47 on the score, and he's pissed because somebody, you know, he has to go make his story. He might have been joking, but he wasn't. I got inside people who know this stuff and the thing, and I know how the government works. I used to be in it. That's why I got out of it. I hope we still have Steve from the United States of America. Steve, are you there? I wonder if Steve is still on air. Okay, we'll go on. I hope Steve calls back if he's not there. One of the things that's come up, I get ahead of myself. The whole thing comes down to the direction that America's taking. There's some people within the process that we may have already lost America. And if we haven't lost it by this month, in the next few months, we probably will, because of all of the socialist and Marxist concepts and the destruction of the Constitution. We're heading toward a European-like nation of high taxes and staggering economic growth, and less freedom. We should be heading for historic values of liberty and free enterprise. But there are some people within the process of the government that feel that we're heading for Europe 2.0, and I've already made it to that spot. Steve from the United States of America. Steve, are you there? Hello, Steve?
Have a copy this time, sir.
Hello, Steve. Thanks for calling.
You have a copy of me this time, sir?
Do I have a what?
Ah, you are able to hear me. I've spoken with you in the past. I indicated I would call you where I learned something new, and you stated that you experienced the Hebrew phenomena of Mashach. It's described in other cultures also. When you met Einstein and you were researching sequencing.
My
question has to do with your present Earth sequencing research. Have you learned anything new as this relates to an opportunity that I have to speak with a researcher researching the possibility of Earth inversion or massive geological disturbance based on the prophecies of Isaiah? Now, you're coming at it from a scientific angle. Have you learned anything new about the possibility of Earth inversion and geological disturbance on Earth?
I am doing some private writing in my thesis concerning this subject. It'd be kind of hard for us to talk about this on this level, you know, for the time we have on air, of course. But Earth inversion systems and the rest, you know, of all of that is a very strong subject, and the answer is yes. And I'll have this in one of my books, but...
What's the title of your book, sir?
I can't say because I don't have it titled yet. It's 1,400 chapters, which is three books. So I'm working in piece by piece. 15 years of work of traveling and working, and you know, all having to do with water and electronics.
Water resources. May I ask you a specific question?
I have a break coming up right now, and I'm running a little bit behind, but you stay on air, and I'll try to pick you up on the other end of the break.
Thanks, sir.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker. Today, they have the top interests of people is the Daytona 500, which actually will be a very fast track today. And because of the new engines, there's a what's called a possible Power 500 reverse turbine that'll be tested on the track. And then, of course, the very high interest in the Oscars tonight, the kinds of fashions, the process of who is there, the story that documentary on the nun, who was a former movie star, who appeared with Elvis Presley once, and then she has made her statement that her new love is a higher Presley. So it'll be interesting to see how that's working and how the interest of people are toward that kind of leaning. And of course we have the Dow at 13,009, which was on Thursday, and the shift of monies from the European banks and the Rothschilds in France, of course, went unignored, and the reprinting and the starting of personal money for different countries, which begins tomorrow morning, which will be a form of a new euro-stamped currency. And those are all the mixes of things. And we, if Steve is still on, I'm going to give him just a minute or so more because I want to respect his impending surprise question. Are you still there, Steve?
Yes, sir. I have a question about United States Air Force and other military or private security force lighter than air surveillance, their ground penetrating capabilities and their structure penetrating capabilities beyond tracking vehicles through RFID, but actually seeing individuals inside structures and seeing individuals underground with ground-penetrating radar and other means. Specifically, and the reason why I would like to know this is because the physicist with whom I hope to speak regarding sequencing is part of a independent messianic Hebrew organized armed response against future Holocaust or Final Solution situations, and if I am able to share with them the level at which overt, such as Aerostat, lighter-than-air surveillance, and covert, lighter-than-air surveillance that most people don't see, is able to track their individual movements, it could be helpful in revealing information that may help you with the sequencing that Einstein was an encouragement to you in researching.
Mm-hmm.
What are the capabilities?
Well, the thing is that we hope that we hope that the Aerostat surveillance might be workable for Iran's enrichment nuclear sites as a start. You know, in fact, I'm glad you brought this up because from another standpoint. This past week, even though there was the United Nations position about if men wear briefs or boxers as contributing toward infertility, at the same time, on the same day and almost the same hour, the Iranian folks, you know, who believe that the new Messiah and Mossad probably were coming out of a well in the desert, they build all roads. Yeah, you know, he'll rise up and
the Iraqi third armored as opposed to the U.S. spearhead third armored.
Yeah.
Now, it's water, too, sir, because, listen, you have tumbled to the issue of water, and humans are basically a life form filled with water. May this water be altered in such a way so that we uptake it into our body, process it, clean it, as you have indicated, and yet make us something that can be visible to lighter-than-air surveillance, make the human body physically visible by means of a water signature. Is this happening?
Well, this this could, you know, definitely can happen. I'm planning.
Yeah, we'll be drinking water from a different source than the animal out there in a livestock pond. So
there's a different possibilities of that, and I have. I can't talk about it on air.
What can they see now, sir? Can they see us on the street? Can they see us inside of our building? Can they see us in the basement, in the pantry? Is that possible yet with their lighter-than-air U-safe?
Well, I think that's possible. Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. I'll work on sequencing. I know you've got to get the word out.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's another thing, too. I'm going to add a little something to this. Not only is this possible, but one of the next steps is like just visualize in your mind, Steve, that you're watching a Star Trek film where they talked about there was always this lead line in Star Trek. It says, "Beam me up, Scotty."
Yes.
And there would be the transformer of the change of the atoms in such a way that they would go into what's called a positron. Now, when he was my personal friend, and I can't think of his name, who was the creator of that, and he's died. He put his ashes in space, brilliant person. But what happened was they were working on some of that at that time, and he was never allowed to go and express it on the show. You know, which would have been fatal because we would, at that time, we didn't realize about the Talibans of the world.
The level of paranoia would have been, like the sound barrier.
I'll
tell you one other thing. Gideon's got 6 tours Southwest Asia. He has keys to the arms room. Anyone who attends Besar Shalom may fight with him in defense of a Final Solution or future Holocaust events. I encourage you, if you need to be organized and linked to Mossad and IDF and U.S. military, that you come. The Besar Shalom and Final Solution events. I need to go, and I will call you back when I find out some more data about lighter near surveillance.
Okay. I appreciate it, Steve, and you have yourself a good day.
Outstanding.
Yeah, you have a good day. One of the things that I'm working from the top of my head about some information. It's happening that there's a futurist, Dr. Marvin Cetron, who has concluded that the rapid technologies and resources are going to go into a very turbulent period in the beginning of the new age, beginning in about 3 months. And I agree, and I've talked about a lot of things that Marvin's talked about. In fact, Marvin quotes me, which is nice. But the thing is, the resource shortages are just cannot be avoided. That are coming. This old discussion about oil production, its decline. Of course, there's more oil on the earth than ever before, but because of its location and various ways to detect it. But Saudi Arabia is starting to change their ways of handling the oil and gas extraction, and the United States Energy Information Agency has predicted that oil will consistently cost their prices around $130 a barrel by 2030. I figure that $130 a barrel, based upon technology forecasting mathematics, will be within the year. And of course, I've talked about it from the first day I've been on air on RBN, that the future war is over drinking water and water, and the shortages are going to reduce the United States productivity by about 0.5% per year, starting this year. And no matter how anyone explains it out, you can talk about oil all you want, but the process of the water and the water supply, I've already indicated in my doomsday clock for potable water on the earth, which I did 2 years ago, and I estimated that for last year that there wouldn't be any potable water left on the earth. I was only off by about 6 months. The government doesn't want anyone to know that, but that's what the United Nations calls me, the water baron, which is the fact that it sounds like a compliment, but it isn't. It's a fact from then that I'm exposing the very thing that's happening. You look at Lake Mead in Las Vegas, where all this water will run completely dry by 2021, is estimated. And the irrigation water in the American Southwest will be recycled from homes and industries within the next 5 years. And then the absolute estimate is 10 years or so, that the water possibilities for Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, lower parts of Colorado, stretched over parts of Texas, will be recycled from homes and industries, the process where it'll go dry. There'll be one way to grow anything or live. So the process of oil and water will take at least 1% from America's economic growth, and it can even be greater than that, especially if America is ensnarled in these conflicts, particularly with the Cuban oil rig off of the Gulf of Mexico, where the Cubans went and got the Chinese to give them the rig, and Obama says that's fine. We're not supposed to talk personally about Obama. But let me tell you, if we were in a bar having a, I was having a shot of whiskey, and we were talking friendly, and the waitress gave us a little room to talk, you wouldn't. I'll bet you anyone that's worth to be a man would never be able to say anything but, "Hey, listen, this SOB's got to go," and that's what you would say, and the bartender would hear you. Say, "You want another drink?" And you say, "Yeah." We have David from Nebraska? Is it Nebraska?
Well, maybe Podunk. The real place in Massachusetts. Long ago, there was a wetland there.
Ah.
Saw destroyed. And there was an old Jew. His name was Hoffman. He ran a dental supply house. And he had a radical son named Abby. And he was, you know, Marxist, radical, orientated, but he just changed his name and moved 250 miles west when the federal government was looking for him, and he fought the Army Corps of Engineers for 15 years before he supposedly suicided with a plastic bag over his head. But like Alex Jones, my father was a dentist for 50 years, and I wonder if there's anything, since 40% of the population, I think, has fluorosis, you know, toxic fluoride. I wonder if there's anything to what David Wilcox, are you a little bit too far out? He says, arrest will be made from the AMA and the ADA soon.
The arrests?
Arrests at high levels, because you take the fluoride out of the water, you lower the cancer rate 10%.
Well, there's a whole, across the United States of America right now, there are some very serious lawsuits by counties and cities and citizens groups to take fluoride out of the water.
Sure.
But with a
population that's...
Well, I've been talking about that for a long time. It's the thing. You see, one of the things that I've done in terms of the thing, when I started out the thing, I had already done the peer review for of work that had been done on humans and in the process of chemicals, particularly ammonia and plus the trimethanes and the disinfectant byproducts. And fluoride was always on the list, but the problem when the people you talk about fluoride, people go brain dead and forget all the rest of the chemicals. And
it has a half life of 17 years.
Yeah, in other words, the thing. And so what happens is this is why I invented this term, which is called bioaccumulation, because the fluoride doesn't act independently. Fluoroacetic acid in the process goes to a fluoronitrate, which is very lethal. In fact, I will go further than that and can present a very reasonable argument on the change of what of the prions, nerve centers of the brain, to change the nerve repair of the brain, which is contributory to Alzheimer's and the forms of dementia which are part of Alzheimer's. And not only that, I will go further than that and say that I feel that in veterinary medicine and domestic animals can also have Alzheimer's and also have brainstem degeneration, because most of the cat work that has been done on the cat brain was very contributory to the discovery of dopamine and serotonin levels in the human brain. In fact, dopamine was in cat research was done for the change of the prions, and that was done nearly 20 years ago. And the government's known that. The medicine knows that. The public doesn't know that. And
well,
the thing is,
old Dr. Hoffman ran a dental supply house, and like Alex Jones's father was a dentist, and he wished he had fluoridated Abby, his radical son. With massive doses, they use the gentle bulls, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, David, this is a very serious issue in the terms of the thing. When Dr. John Holdren, who became the science and technology czar for Obama, and said that putting sterilants in the drinking water to decrease the population was part of his treatise. He wrote the formation of Ecosciences with Paul Ehrlich. At Stanford, and the whole
glycophosphates are
Yeah, and the thing is, and they've known this all along. And I remember on the Senate confirmation hearing for Dr. Holdren, and they asked him about this, and they said, "Well, there are other ways to do it." And they asked, "Well, what are the other ways?" And they said there was natural ways in terms of the possibility. Of course, I knew what else he had because I have all the 600 confidential pages from his work. And the thing comes down to the fact the addition of fluoride is just one speck of the lethality of water and the chemicals in the water. Fluoride should have never been used on the level it's been used, believe me.
Aspartame and neotame.
Yeah, well, that's a sugar. We'll see you, David. Thank you for calling.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgeez, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Showtime. This is Borger Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. We have Sherry from Kansas. Sherry, we have a few seconds, so I want to get you in.
Hello, Dr. Parker. Earlier in the show, you were talking about organ transplants, and I heard Dr. Paul Byrne from he has the Life Guardian Foundation, and there's some really disturbing things he said about the transplant industry. And I wanted to make parents and grandparents aware that children or young people between the ages of 16 and 30 are targeted for their organs. And because you may be worth more to a hospital for your organs than you are for them to get you well.
That's absolutely true. Remember, if you last year I did three shows concerning the Competitive Effectiveness Council in Obamacare, and talked about the what's called the risk level coding system, which is in the diagnostic related code calculations, and if you're how much you're worth. And as it stands, I think last month I did a show talking about, as it stands now, we're at $2.2 million as the value of the human body. And I've done many shows on countries that own your body. In other words, you no longer own your body, Sherry. No longer. It's over.
And he said that they may start, you know, typing you at, say, your young person was at a traffic accident where they got hurt badly, and he said they have a better chance of not being taken for organs if they don't go to a trauma one hospital, trauma one care.
That's true.
But he actually recommends it. I'm really incensed that the state driver's license bureaus are even involved in this organ donor crap.
You know, with the pink button on the driver's license, you put your little pink button on there.
Well, I've never, you know, but I'm warning my son when his children are of age to get their driver's license, and I'm warning him not to let them, you know, tell them about donating their organs. But Dr. Byrne actually recommends that you carry a card that says, I want to live my life in full, and I do not consent. Because if they can't get a hold of someone in the family, the coroner or whoever can actually make a decision.
That's right.
To take the organs. And, anyway, I just...
No, you're absolutely right. And the thing is, I've been talking about this for almost 3 years before Obamacare became law, and vigorously challenging congressmen on the fact that they were going to vote on the process of this. And they wrote it in. And I remember when Nancy Pelosi went in front of the nation and said, well, when we pass the, you know, Obama bill, you know, health care, we'll know what's in it. Well, what's in it is the process of who lives and dies based upon age determinations, organ availability, process of disease, acute and chronic determinations, tests that have been done. Each of these give various types of point systems, which is called the level of risk. And you're absolutely right, and you're bringing up an important point. Remember, they can now revitalize the heart of a dead person to get the organ.
Thank you, doctor.
Okay, we'll call again, Sherry.
Okay.